What is the difference between Rahmatullahi alayhi radiallahu anhu and alayhi salam, and where do we use each? So the highest form is Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is may Allah bless, send blessings and peace on him, which is only for Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So blessings and peace, because Allah sends blessings in the Quran as well on the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For all other prophets, you say alayhi salam, right? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You got the salam there for the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alayhi salam, upon him be peace. This is for all the prophets, any prophet. Only salam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, that's what he does. He sends salam on them. Then what you have is for the sahaba, because Allah mentions in the Quran, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. We've designated that for the sahaba. So you say Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Aisha radiallahu anha. It's just a pronoun difference, on her instead of on him. Or radiallahu anhum, for on them. So that's basically, which means may Allah be pleased with them. That's basically what it mentions. Then rahmatullahi alayh is for people who have passed away that are after the sahaba. So pious people who've passed away, anybody, you can say that about your mother who's passed away, about your father who's passed away, about your grandparents, because everybody's in need of mercy. May Allah have mercy on him. That's what it means. Rahmatullahi alayh. Rahimahullah is another way of saying it. Rahimahullah, rahmatullahi alayh. May Allah have mercy on him. That's essentially what it means. So what I was saying is that we should make it a habit that whenever we speak about any dead relatives, we say rahmatullahi alayh about them. We say marhum, which means something similar, which means the one who hopefully has mercy on them. But it's better to say the whole word, rahmatullahi alayhi, my father rahmatullahi alayhi, my mother rahmatullahi alayhi, my grandmother rahmatullahi alayhi, my brother rahmatullahi alayhi, right? Something like that. So it's a good idea to say that because it means may Allah have mercy on them. And if you want to give du'as to somebody who's alive, you don't say rahmatullahi alayhi because it kind of makes them dead, right? Because generally rahmatullahi alayhi is used for dead people, people who've passed away into the mercy of Allah. Now only the mercy of Allah can help them. But so people who are still alive, you want to say, you know, Maulana Salim, Maulana so-and-so, Maulana, you know, or you want to say that about anybody for that matter, anybody who's pious. Then generally they say, Hafidhahullah, may Allah protect him.